Okay, Corporal, you're recording this? Corporal Guru, you're going to be recording?
Microphone activated.
That's affirmative. I'll record.
Microphone muted.
Roger that. If you could send me that recording once we're done, I'd appreciate it.
Microphone activated.
Roger that.
Microphone
Thank you.
Muted.
Okay, getting back on the subject. I think it's definitely something that we can do. If you want, I'll definitely talk to LT Wall, and we'll see about getting something scheduled with each different company, and we'll just schedule a date out. That way, you know, he can go through what works for him, what doesn't work, and then, you know, you can kind of give, for those of you that are in the different, you know, the Charlie and Bravo company, you can give him your pros and cons of what has worked and what hasn't. So I know the, for a fact that he is extremely good at recruiting. I think he's probably recruited, what, maybe 30-40% of the people that are in Black Ops. So, yes, Sergeant for class?
No, I think his number is like around 50 or 60 people or 80 or something scary.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, he's just a whiz at recruiting. So, you know, I think if it's something that we can do, and I think this is going to help us with retention. Well, I don't know that it'll help with retention, but at least it'll help us recoup our numbers. I think that we're, and that goes on to my next topic. If nobody else has anything.
Sergeant Major, got something?
Absolutely.
Hey guys, this is First LT Mons, if you don't know who. One thing with Lieutenant Wall that he does that a lot of people don't do is he actually just, he gets into game and just talks to them. Hey, join the 7th Cav or come to this website or something like that, and that's what they say. Oh yeah, recruiting. No, sit station, say, hey, how you doing, stuff like that. If you do some sort of conversation with them,
user in
it
channel,
puts them engaged
out
in the conversation, and it just makes you sound a lot more credible when you're then asking, hey, well, we'd like to have you in or something like that, and just instead of just asking any random person.
Absolutely, so that does work.
Keep that in mind.
And that was one of the things that, to go along with that, in Black Ops, you know, we're trying to get the sections either just like 10, 15 minutes before or after their practice to go into the pub server and just do that very thing. Not get in there and play the game, but just get in there and talk to people and, you know, things like that. That's something that is very important. If you just go in and just start spamming, you know, join the cab, you know, they're going to ignore it, just like they ignore some of the rules that we spam up there. So, you know, it's not until you try to get on a one-on-one basis with these folks that they're actually going to start to get interested. Okay, if nothing else, I want to go, and retention goes along with the next topic that I want to talk about, which is the training plans. We had Corporal Peach and I've lost his name.
Special Pack, sir.
Yes, Special Pack. Have come together, and they've got a terrific thing going on now. Here's the thing, and it's kind of my fault, okay, so I'll take blame for this, but we kind of jumped the gun on this. We don't want to start promoting this or training on this or nothing else like that because it has not been approved yet, okay? So, and that's the AIT. For those of you that don't know about it, COD4, which is Captain.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Sergeant Major?
Doing good. Now, what they're doing in COD4 is an AIT, a advanced individual training. They put together a document. It's still going through S2? Is it S2, S2 department? Pardon me?
S3, okay.
Can't get all these straight. It's going through the S3 department. They're putting the final touches on it and everything. So until it's actually been certified and everything like that, we can't be doing this, all right? Now I kind of jumped the gun and said, hey, why don't you go to Alpha and go to Charlie and all these others and show them what's going on and get them excited about it. So kind of I got my hand slapped. Not really, but, you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, we can't be actively doing that. Everybody's excited about this all the way up the chain, all the way up to Command Sergeant Major Curtis, okay, who is actually the one who tipped me off about this. So everybody's extremely excited about the project. It's a great tool, and I think for those that that have kind of seen it, it's pretty exciting. And it may well help not only with training but also help with retention, because everybody knows if everybody's having fun, okay, which is really what we're all here about to do here, is have fun. If we're having fun, then we're going to stick with it. So, you know, I kind of jumped the gun on that. So let's hold off. Let's not be doing any more of this till we get the approval. Now, granted, like I told Corporal Peach and Specialist Hackman, I am going to be pushing like hell to get this pushed through. Okay, but there's a few things that they're trying to change or manipulate, things like that. Plus, when it goes to, you know, the different companies, it has to be retrofitted to fit that game. So, you know, I think it's really something that's really going to keep the retention. I think it's going to help us with our training, and I think it's something that's going to be really a benefit to the CAV. So we want to hold off on that, but just remember that it's coming. For those of you that have seen it already, you know, I hope that you think that it's a good thing. If you don't, well, then I'm sorry, but more people are. I hate to say it that way, but, you know, I think it's going to really boost and keep our retention. Secondly, there's one thing now. Sergeant First Class Vanderhayden, there was something that we talked back when Sergeant Major Cujo was here in regards to having the I brought up something about having the section leaders, you know, they have all the sections are going to practice on all the things. You recall the training I was talking about?
Yep. Bravo Company is doing that right now.
Okay, very good. Do you? I know that there were some negative comments on it that some guys were saying that it was taking some of their creativity away. I don't see how, but okay. But other than that, I mean, what have you heard about it so far?
I suggest to let the section leaders speak their mind. It's their, you know, their issue, really. They're the ones with the problem. So I suggest letting them speak their mind about this.
Okay. Now, before we go through it and let everybody speak their mind, I want to just, for those that are not familiar with this program, it's something that Captain Holmes and I kind of developed and thought it was a good idea. And at that point, Sergeant Major Cujo, I brought it to him, and he thought it was a good idea as well. I saw a lot when I was with Alpha Company. Guys were holding practices on the what we call the Bob, the best of the best, things like that. And I didn't see a lot of them training on what the manual has in it. I also saw a lot of comments that kind of set me off a little bit as well, is that, you know, they weren't using the kits that were out of the manual, and things like that. So What we brought up is an idea of what we brought up was an idea that, you know, for a month they're going to train on a specific topic. I don't know, chapter 2 and 3 or whatever in the manual. They're to use the kits that are stated in the manual only, and what we wanted them to do is the first week they practice. That's a walkthrough of that chapter as you're training. It's just a slow walkthrough, make sure everybody understands it. The second week, you're at full speed. The third week, you're going to go against a different section doing the same practice. It's a live fire exercise. So you got one team against another. What this is doing, it's trying to reinforce the training that we're trying to do against the manual. It also helps in the fact that if one trooper in one section misses practice and is trying to make it up, he's getting that same information. So it's to help all of this along and make sure everybody is getting the same kind of training. I know that each section leader is going to train differently, which is a good thing. So maybe he sees something that maybe his section leader, you know, if he's making up a practice, he sees something different that his section leader doesn't do. Maybe he can bring that back to that section leader, and maybe that's something that maybe he incorporates or he doesn't. You know, but it brings a different viewpoint. And then, you know, the fourth, just be a fun night. You know, everybody just grab ass, you know, just have fun. But this is something that I wanted to do, and we were trying to get Alpha and Bravo to do this for at least a couple of months and to see how it was going to work. Now, the one thing that I wasn't going to be specified was what map. You could do whatever map you wanted. So if you had a competition and they were going to do a particular map, or an op and they were going to do a particular map, I know Alpha just finished an op, which was a huge success from what I hear.
I
missed it. But you can use that map, and then when you're training, you're getting familiar with the map. You're getting training on the different things in the manual, but you're using that map so everybody gets familiar with it. So I have no constraints over what maps you use. It's just I want to make sure that we're using the materials in the manual, because there's been a huge amount of work being put into these manuals, and if we're not using them to train, then we're basically wasting their time. So now I want to turn it over to the section leaders, and I want to hear your input. Okay, First Class Vanderhayden, can you point out your section leaders?
We have, Sergeant Bleed. He's our first section leader.
Okay. Sergeant?
Okay, but he's FK right now. He has some trouble going on with the hurricane.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the next one would be Corporal Guru.
Okay, Corporal Guru, can you give me your opinion?
Microphone activated.
So many opinions. I think we're fighting an uphill battle with COD 4 coming to end of life as far as technology. And I think my personal opinion is we need to back off on the military role-playing and focus more on keeping people engaged, entertained, and more sociable.
Okay, but the that's what the CAV is all about, is the military role play. I understand what you're saying as far as coming to the end of life. That's the reason why I think that there's been some the maps have been there's some what is it some there's been some upgrades or something on the maps.
Well, they've custom. Modified the public server to custom mods and are running newer maps, which is fine, although it has alienated some of our other more regular players.
Why is that?
Well, either machine constraints, time constraints, some people just arbitrarily do not play on modded servers. We have seen newer people come in and be more regular players, but we've also seen, I've noticed at least, some of our players that were more common on the pub server before it was modded have not returned, and I've even had a couple express that they will not return.
Because of the mods?
Correct.
Okay, one of the things I guess that Alpha Company has that Bravo does not is more servers. You know, I know that some in Alpha, you know, they have all the new maps are loaded in like 3 and 4, and server 1 has just the old maps and that's all. So, I mean, they have a little bit of a differentiating circumstance there. So you think that it's been a hindrance to your guys and to your practicing?
Not at the moment, because we have been focusing more on fundamentals and technique as opposed to map-specific training. We did that with the older maps before the mods, where we went to location naming and everything else, but these past couple of practices, I've been focusing more on technique and fundamentals.
Okay. So, I mean, have you tried doing this to where, I mean, is this something, a part of the training that we wanted to do? I mean, are all the sections doing the same training?
That I do not know. I do know that once I move out of the fundamentals and I'm going to be moving towards more tactics, it's going to be a little difficult because I'm probably going to have to come up with some of the naming conventions for location designation.
Okay. That may be something to where, you know, you can get with your other section leaders and maybe, because I know it had been mentioned in Alpha Company, because there's, you know, the game is relatively new, so to speak, especially in regard to COD 4 and 5, you know, go through the maps and do some naming conventions and actually split a number of maps up between the different sections and go through and name them, and then everybody use those names when they're in game. So it may be something that you can discuss with your other section leaders.
I will, but I think that we will find that the naming conventions, or at least target designations on a map, tend to evolve as the maps are played more often, because you develop a community language to describe a location. I mean, it's very simple to sit back and walk through a map when you're not under pressure, not being fired at, and say, okay, we're going to call this the deli, we're going to call this the hotel, and that tends to break down in the haze of combat.
I don't understand. I mean, because if you're used to calling it the hotel or the you know, what have you, it should come second nature when you're under combat, when you're under fire. So I'm not really following that line of thought, but okay.
It's just been my experience. If we take a committee and walk through and name places, invariably, when after the map's been played for a while, those names get modified.
All right. But now, how is that getting back on topic? How does that interfere with what we're talking about? The way we want to try to do this training for right now.
It interferes not much. It just means that it needs to be dynamic and capable of changing. That's all.
Okay, Sergeant Reed, by all means, you know, I don't want you to be in a bad situation there, okay? I'll get the information to you.
Roger that. Take care, sir.
User disconnected from your channel.
he's there in the damage path of the hurricane. So, is anybody else in the conference room that's also in this area? I mean, is anybody else in the conference room is being possibly hit by this hurricane? LT Hayes, is that anywhere near you?
Yes, sir. It's already through.
Oh, it's already passed?
Yes, sir. Came through Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, if there's any chance if you're having electrical storms and there's any chance of you getting electrocuted because you're on the computer, by all means, get the hell off. Okay, that's fine. We're going to record this.
Oh, that's fine, sir. We're okay here.
Okay. Now, I was talking to Specialist Pearson. He's in an electrical storm right now.
I see that.
So, you know, we'll get you the information. I would like to, once you hear the recordings, to give me your feedback, though. All right, Specialist? All right, thank you.
User disconnected from your channel.
Okay, is it anybody else from any more section leaders from Bravo Company like
would
to chime
be
in?
Corporal Haddock.
Corporal Haddock? Hathcock? I'm sorry.
Yes, Sergeant. I believe the plan, training plan that they're putting out is going to be really good. I do have one concern, though, because some sections practice late at night. Some are Euro sections practice during the day. Might make it difficult to get them together to have that unified, you know, unit against unit type practice. That's my one concern.
Well, I disagree with you, but one thing that we can do, and I know that when I was a section leader in Alpha, I know LT Hayes was also a section leader. We went up against them because we were almost on the same time frame and our schedules were pretty close. It would not be a bad thing to have one particular section that you always, you know, do the one on, you know, the live fire exercise with. It doesn't necessarily have to be a different one each time. Yes, Captain?
Nothing, sir. I'm just making sure I wasn't going to get booted.
Oh, no. Nobody's getting booted in the conference room.
Okay.
That's the reason why we put it up here, because Sergeant Major Tao told me that these conference rooms are set up to where we can have meetings like this and not have to worry about getting booted.
Roger that. Nice to know now.
Yeah. But, I mean, Corporal, you know, it's just a matter of finding a team, you know, a section that you can practice regularly with. And the thing about it is it's twofold, because what you're doing is you're taking turns. So both of you are getting the live fire exercise. Both of you are taking chance, you know, turns on each side. So therefore you can both practice the same techniques and the same things. And sometimes, depending upon the chapters that you're training on, you both can do it at the same time. So, you know, it all depends. You know, if you're doing it on formations or what have you, or moving techniques or whatever, you know, you both start at opposite ends of the map and you move until you find each other and take them out. So, you know, I know that some you will be able to do at the same time. Some, you know, you'll have to switch sides. But the point is that hopefully you can find, and I know that it is especially hard for those that, you know, have the majority of the Euro players on them. It's especially hard for them, and it's only through others maybe changing practice time to meet with them. Again, it's only one month, so hopefully, you know, there's a little bit of leeway that you can work it out.
one more question on retention.
Okay.
And the CAV have a way of addressing this that I don't know about, but it seems to me that a lot of guys, Guru mentioned it a while ago, but the COD4 kind of dwindling a little bit. It seems like some guys don't want to be section leaders. They just want to play. Is there a way to keep these guys at a lower rank and just allow them to play without actually pushing section lead on some of them, losing them?
Well, from what I understand, and maybe Cadbury, LT Hayes might be able to lend a hand here, but I believe that if it doesn't pertain to section leaders. It's higher rank when it comes to the NCOA.
Roger.
Sorry,
Major, if I may.
Yep, absolutely.
My understanding is that if someone turns down a section leader position, that they will stay at the rank of specialist. They won't go any higher than an E4 specialist, and they'll stay in a section as a trooper. They do not have to leave, or anything like that. But, they will not go any higher than a specialist. That is what's been told to me, and that is my understanding. If you go through NCOA and make corporal and turn down your section leader position, that you get moved back to a specialist. But there's no reason why if someone doesn't want to become a section leader that they have to leave the CAV. By no means do they have to do that. And as far as the rank that they would be held at would be special E4.
Thank you, sir.
Will that satisfy those that you're talking about?
Well, I don't know. I just one particular person. I was in a section with one, and I just know good trooper. He just likes to play the game, but he was a little bit leery of taking a section lead. It just wasn't his thing. And last I heard, I thought he was trying to quit. So,
well, we don't want anybody to quit. And that's the reason why, as Captain Barry said, they don't have to leave. But the thing about it is, if there's something and they want to move up in rank, then that's one of the stipulations. So if they don't mind being a specialist forever, then, they're set in what they want to do.
Yeah, in Charlie Company, I actually have an NCO now, a higher rank NCO that didn't want to become a section leader for the longest. He's been in, a year longer than I have. And that's the way he was starting off. He just wanted to play. But eventually he come around, and now he's one of my best NCOs that I got in the company.
Absolutely. And it may be with that particular player you've heard of. It's one of the things that, eventually they may want to move up, when they see all the different things that, the section leader is one of the most difficult and most important jobs that we have in the CAV. So we want to make sure that when somebody steps into that position, that they damn well know what it's going to take, and they're ready to do that. Because what's making it extremely difficult on all of us in the higher rank of positions is when, we get a section leader in place, they don't like it, and, 2 weeks later they're wanting to step down. Well, that's either do it or don't. So it may be better for a lot of troopers to just stay a specialist for a while, We just have to understand, and people have to understand that, with rank comes a little bit more responsibility, and you have to be able to agree to take that responsibility if you want to move up.
Thank you, sir. I didn't tie up that much time. I was just curious.
No. It's fine.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all.
Okay. Sergeant First Class Bander, do you have another? Corporal Peach?
Yep, that's the next one.
All right. Corporal Peach, your opinion on practice on the training plan.
Yeah, I'll tell you, at first I was a little hesitant about it. I thought there would be some issues with, you know, guys in the section being good at certain things and not so good at other things, but being forced to learn yet other things, kind of forcing people to maybe practice where their strengths are already pretty strong, instead of being able to concentrate more thoroughly on where they are a little bit weaker. We've been doing this for a few weeks now, and it's been okay. I mean, really, the way you guys have it laid out isn't all that bad. I don't have anything real negative to say about it. The scrimmage idea, kind of a little bit tough, being that my section, personally, is a Euro section, two other Euro sections in Bravo Company. Our practice times are, you know, way off compared to the U.S. sections. And in order to schedule a proper scrimmage or anything, we're going to have to require people to make a different day and a different time than they normally do. So I think it kind of puts a little bit more of a requirement on the guys to make that kind of thing. Overall, though, I wanted to get back to the basics more with my section anyway, so it works out in that regard. And it hasn't really been that bad. I don't think there's too much restriction on what we can do as long as we cover the correct material.
Okay, thank you, Sergeant. Okay, well, as far as, you know, I understand, and the one thing that we're trying to do, I know that, you know, you may have some troopers in your section that are strong at certain things, but others are not. This is where, by going over that, they can lend a hand to you to help those that are weaker in that particular aspect of training come up. What we want to do is we want to make all of your team, that's the whole point. We want to try to make everybody of the team kind of, and I know you're going to have some, but kind of at the same level in each aspect of training. So by redoing these, I know it's going to be boring to some, but what may energize them is trying to get them involved with those that are weaker in that aspect of it. Help them help you to train those that are weaker, say in communication, so to speak, or what have you. You know, that way you get them engaged, and then they become a little bit more interested in the practice. And as far as, like you said, you being Euro and everything and the times, I understand that it's difficult, but like I said, it's only one time a month. And, you know, I'm just asking to try. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, I hear you, sir. You know, like I said, it's not that restrictive. I mean, if there's areas you want to cover with your section, you know, there's nothing that says you can't incorporate them into your practices as well. I would assume just as long as you're covering the proper material.
Absolutely.
And that's all I have, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Ramsey. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your comments. Sergeant First Class, do you have anybody else?
Corporal Stoden, but I think he's still on the phone. So then we have Specialist Valentine, who's stepping in for Corporal Thompson.
Okay, Specialist Valentine, can you give me your opinion? Your light's light, but I don't hear anything.
How about now?
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, and my mic didn't realize it. I mean, really, I can understand where you're going with it. And initially, like you were talking about I know the company manual is there to basically try to teach people some of the military aspect as far as bound and overwatch and breaching and clearing and things of that sort. But I've noticed with a lot of people that I've worked with as far as different sections, a lot of people just can't understand it, and they don't understand it fully to the point where we've had to sit down with a couple people before and basically go over one-on-one with them at times just to help them get a better understanding. And the issue runs into they do kind of find it a little bit boring, and we try to spice it up a little bit. I mean, is there any way we can still, you know, kind of spice it up some? So it's, I mean, we got to keep people interested, and especially when we're trying to work on retention. I mean, I know a lot of people are here for the military aspect, but in the same sense, a lot of people don't understand what they get into when they come into the section practices, and they're thinking it's just going to be a bunch of people get together and just go around and shoot each other. So, I mean, is there any way we could just spice it up a little bit? I mean, any way we can work on that to try to, you know, keep people interested, not so much bore them, so to speak.
Well, again, like I said, you know, the whole purpose is to understand tactical realism, right? We want to make sure that again, we're training on the we're training against the manual, which is something that we're supposed to do. That's the reason why the manual is there. You know, if the particular chapter that you are being asked to train on is not one that you're happy with or very familiar, or, you know, just if it's boring to you, well, I'm sorry. You know, we need to make sure that we go over this stuff. Now, there are a lot of aspects. I'm not giving up any part of creativity as far as how you perform the training, okay, as long as you're doing the chapter. You know, I'm sure that people can use their imagination when you're doing a Bound and Overwatch, okay? Do it over, you know, a particular map that's kind of tricky or what have you. You know, help those that are, like I just said, help those that are weaker in certain aspects of that chapter with those of in your section that are stronger in that. Have them help, you know, even if they have to one-on-one. It's not a bad thing to maybe split the team up and do it separately so there's more one-on-one. I'm not trying to inhibit your creativity. All I want to do is make sure that we're training against the manual and also make it easier so if someone misses a practice and they join another section that they're getting the same training that their section went over. So that way they're all on the same page.
I understand this. Well, I mean, like for instance, I know you can take certain game types and use that as a training guideline as far as like defense, Bound and Overwatch, just basically the whole tactical point of view in the first place, like Sabotage or, you know, Search and Destroy. You can use those different game types to kind of spice it up a little bit and still follow the guidelines of not everything in the training manual, but a good part of it.
There's nothing in the training manual that says it has to be team deathmatch, okay? So if you want to use whatever game type you want, fine, no problem, as long as you're covering the materials. That's why I'm saying I'm not trying to squash your creativity. So to make it creative, that's the whole thing behind a section leader. You know, here's one of the things that I've seen a lot. I'm not saying that you or anybody else is doing this, but I've seen it in the past. The section leader, you know, he says, okay, we're going to go over chapter two, and does no homework, does nothing prior to 5 minutes before the practice starts. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And he fumble farts around for 15 minutes during the training class and finally he gets the training over. As a section leader, you need to put some kind of a training plan in process. Okay, you need to figure this shit out before you get in there. So if you want to try to mix it up and do a different style, that's great. You know, that's all about keeping your guys engaged. And that's what I want to do. That's what we're trying to do.
All right. Another thing I wanted to mention, and just reiterate something that Corporal Grow had said earlier about, you know, the modded server. Now, I personally, I enjoy the modded server. I don't care if it's modded or non-modded, which it doesn't matter to me either way. But the issue has come to hand is we have lost a lot of our a little more active players, and I've heard different complaints from pubbers and cab members alike. I mean, a lot of people enjoy it. A lot of people just are not, like, for instance, I hate to see him leave, but as far as I was his last hole, General Unix, a very respected member that plays, COD 4, and he's leaving because the server's modded. Now, to me, that kind of sucks, long story short. I would like to figure out a way, if there is a way that we could, just maybe, instead of making it modded, just introduce different game types, randomize it. Or we could do one game could be S&D, another game could be Sabotage, what people enjoy. So it's not modded and it still keeps the people interested.
Well, I don't know exactly how many people are playing in, let's see, Bravo Company, is that COD 4?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know how many people are playing in COD 4, okay, even pubbers. So I don't know how often, how full the pub servers are. Again, like I said, in Alpha Company, there's three different servers. The first one being, it's just your standard maps, all that kind of stuff, because we don't have a lot of Yeah, Sergeant, that's fine. So we don't have they have a lot of the servers, like the lower servers 3 and 4 have all the specialty maps because Black Ops doesn't have mods. From your channel. So the main thing there is just getting the new the new maps on. I know a lot of pubbers don't like the new maps, so they've got a place to go. I don't know if the same thing can be done with COD 4, COD 5, to where they have maybe two different servers. Maybe one has all the mods, the other one doesn't. I don't know, but it's definitely something I can ask about. Maybe that would help with all the problems that you're having with some pubbers and people, not liking the mods.
Oh, it's respectable. It's just, a lot of the people that play on the public server, people that I talk to a lot and I have good times with and everything. And, when I go into the server and they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Valentine? And I go into the server now and they're not even there. And it's like, I kind of miss those people. These guys follow the rules. They just very respected players, but they just aren't into the modded server. They enjoy the game for the tactical realism, and that's one of the main reasons that we have a lot of the pubbers that we do that play on a regular basis are regulars.
Right.
I want to be honest. I haven't played on the pub much here recently because when I do get on the pub, it's the fact of getting on there to talk to these people, these regulars, and just have fun. It just doesn't. It's not the same anymore.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll look into it. I can't say that I can promise anything by all means, but I'll definitely pass that up.
Well, even by doing that, that's at least something. Something's better than nothing right now.
Right. But now, getting back to it though, I think that this new training program that we got coming out Corporal Peach has worked on, I think it will help the retention because I think people will be more engaged because it's something new, something different. So I think it's going to really help with the retention of the ones we have. So it's something that, like I said, I'm really excited about. but, you know, we need to put the brakes on right now and let's hold off until we get all the things. And like I said, I'm actively pushing to try to get this started as soon as possible, but, you know, more things on their plate than what we do, so we just have to be patient. And in the interim, this is the reason why I wanted to try this, because I wanted to hopefully keep people engaged and keep people trained and help those that are not being able to practice with their own section from time to time.
One other thing, and this is the last thing I bring up, if you don't mind, sir.
No, go ahead.
Now, I know that we've been trying to keep the TCC League open, and in order to do so, we definitely need to push getting more people into that if people are really interested in the competitive gameplay. Now, from my understanding, from what I was just told, the TCC COD 4 League is dissolving for the Cav, and that's something that kind of hurts me, because that's something I really enjoy doing. I love the competitive gameplay, so if there's anybody interested in that, please try to get with me, and I'll see what I can do to get you guys put on the roster and maybe try to finish out this season. You know, win or lose, at least give it a chance and, you know, get out there and have fun.
Okay. So anybody running, you know, COD 4 and you want to be on the TCC League, please make sure you see Specialist Valentine. I have not heard, and I did not know anything about the TC League actually dissolving. I haven't. It's my fault, being that, you know, I've been dealing for the past, I don't know how many months, you know, with the Alpha Company. That's where I started and came through. So Bravo and Charlie Company, I'm not that familiar with, although Charlie is, I was in Charlie Company back about 2 years ago, and was actually the Charlie Company commander at one point before I left the Cav and came back. But I'm not as familiar with all the troopers or anybody in either one of those companies, and that's my bad. And it's something that I am going to do my best to try to rectify and try to get to know each and every one of you. You will sue me from time to time, either in the public server, or I'm going to do my best to try to catch one of your practices or something like that. So, to see, cause I have all three games. So hopefully I'll get to know you guys and maybe it'll help me, to answer your questions or help you in any way I can.
Right, sir.
Okay, Sergeant First Class Vanderhayden, do you have anybody else?
That's about all our section leaders. Unless Sergeant Sorian, Platoon Sergeant, wants to add something, I'm out.
Okay, Sergeant Serene?
Nothing to add at the moment, sir.
Okay. One of the things, moving on to the next topic, I want to make sure that we're really working on this AWOL list. I want to make sure that we keep this down to zero, if at all possible. One of the things that I did see, and I want to bring up at this point in time, is I've seen where... as far as on the AWOL list, you've only got to post twice to stay off of that, twice a week. I want to make sure that all the section leaders are staying on top of their people and making sure that they're posting. You know, you just have to, you know, if you post roll, that's one. So you're 50% there. So, you know, the other thing that we're doing, well, what they're doing in Alpha Company is they do a pros and cons after practice. Now, I don't know if they do that in Bravo or Charlie Company, but after practice, the troopers of that section post in their roll call, they post their pros and cons, what they liked and disliked about the practice. It's not personal. You don't make it personal. It's all about whether what you liked and what you disliked about the practice. And once you post that, you got your two, you're done. So I don't know if Bravo and Charlie Company are doing that. I think it would be a recommendation to get them to do that, so that way they make sure that they are getting their posts in and they're staying off the AWOL list. You've got to make sure also that your guys know that if they're going to be gone, they need to put in a PAF. Okay, if they're going to be gone for a week for vacation or what have you, they need to put in a PAF. One of the things I do not want to see, and I've seen it this past week, is I don't understand how someone makes practice but don't post roll. That's unacceptable. I don't want to see it again. So if you have somebody that makes practice and they don't post roll, I'm going to write you up as a section leader. Okay? Is that understood? I don't want to see that again. It doesn't make sense to me. If they can get on the computer and they can play the game, then they sure as hell should be able to get in there and post roll. So let's make sure that that happens. Secondly, is we want to make sure that I don't understand how we can have 100% when in practice when we've got six or more that didn't make practice or didn't make the practice up. Okay, they're not accounted for if they didn't make practice, if they didn't make it up. Okay, if they if they couldn't make your practice on that night, they need to make it up. And what they need to do is they need to make sure that section leader sends you a PM stating that he was on the practice and that this is how he did it. You know, what you went over and then how that trooper performed. So I don't want to see any excused unless there's a PAF in. If their computer went down, then okay, then let me know. I'll put a PAF in. Okay, they should not be excused from practice if they didn't make the practice or they didn't make it up.
Can I ask a question about, sir?
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, by any means sticking up for anybody personally, but just this week I know that I was kind of thrown into running practice and I'm not sure. One of my troopers had if he had made a practice or not, and I wouldn't know because they probably sent the PM to Corporal Thompson. Is there any way to find out for sure so that I can fix it so that he is not unaccounted for last week's practice?
Get with your follow your chain of command. Who go to your to either Sergeant First Class Vander Hayden or your platoon leader, and I can't remember off the top of my head right now. I'm so sorry. But is that Lieutenant Hogg?
Second Lieutenant Angelo, sir, is a Bravo company platoon leader.
Okay, my apologies for not knowing this.
Sir, respectfully, that is 3rd Platoon on 1st Platoon, which is 2nd Lieutenant Lawley.
Okay, well, get with them. They should be able to see all the posts, okay, and they should be able to tell you. It may have to go up, though. It may have to see the backside. Let's see. Captain Barry, I mean, would it have to be all the way up to the platoon commander to be able to see any of the backside stuff?
Usually it's up to the company commander.
The company commander, okay.
Roger.
So it may need to go all the way up to the company commander. I don't know. You know, but there should be a way to be able to see if they posted or they made a practice up. The one thing though that I would tell you is that that trooper needs to send you a PM and let you know, or post on your roll call and post whether they made it up and with what section. That way, that will tell you. You can go to that section leader and say, was he there? Can you give me the information?
Roger that, sir. I know he doesn't normally. I know he always makes up practices, and this was kind of odd, and I didn't know if they sent the PM to Corporal Thompson or not, but there's no way I can actually find out for sure.
Well, I mean, if you can't have the information, then they're unaccounted for. I don't accept, he said, she said, shit. I don't accept it. If you don't have the actual material that, or qualifications from that section that they made it up or what have you, then they're unaccounted for. Now then, also, last thing I have is chain of command. Okay, I cannot stress enough the importance to follow your chain of command. There's been some instances where we've had troopers go all the way up to the command sergeant major asking for shit. Shouldn't happen, okay? You need to send PMs up your chain of command and follow the chain of command. You had some bad specialist, Valentine?
No, sir. My push to talk is my cap lock. And when I'm typing or anything, sorry.
Okay. So I want to make sure that we understand this. I mean, you got to follow your chain of command. As section leader, you need to go up to your platoon sergeant and just follow the chain of command. So it's only in extreme emergencies, and it better be one-offs, and you better have a real good reason why you're breaking the chain of command. I've had this come from higher up. This happened. A trooper went to him because he couldn't get a hold of his section leader for something that, you know, could have waited. That is not acceptable, okay? And you're going to get not only yourself in trouble, but a lot more other people in trouble if you start breaking the chain of command. So please follow that and make sure that you're following the chain. Now, with that said, I'm done. Captain Barry, I'll start from the top. Have you got anything to add?
No, sir. Nothing to add.
LT Hayes?
I'll say one thing.
Okay.
About retention. First thing, looking at the people in this meeting is a bitter disappointment to me for Alpha Company. We've got two section leaders in here out of six. And no assistant section leaders in here. So that's something I know that we need to work on over in the Alpha Company. That may be a problem why we're having trouble with retention. If we can't get the section leaders and the assistant section leaders into a meeting, then why do we expect the troopers to be anywhere?
I agree there.
That's my words on that. For the practice, someone did mention about the live fire exercise third week. What we're trying to do over in Alpha is if you can't match up your time with another section, what we've suggested through the staff, and I suggested this, is get with your staff. Maybe they're able to get enough people up so you can have a live fire against them. You don't have to go up against another section. I think what you're looking for is just one to work against in a live fire exercise. I think it's a good thing.
That is acceptable. Yeah.
Okay. It is a good thing that the entire company is working on the same thing, same week. It keeps everybody on track, on page. And I think they feel that they have more unity, because when they sit down and they may discuss it with someone, if they do, they're going to say, well, you know, we're trying to do this or that or the other, you know, we're all doing the same thing, and they can discuss it. They can bring it up to their chain of command if they want something changed, and we're all on the same page. I always tell them, I said, just throw anything at me you want to. I'll listen. That's another problem that we're having. No one is listening to anyone else, and they're not passing anything along. So a big thing is to sit and listen to your soldiers. Because I heard people talking about the mods. I sit in here and I hear about the mods on COD4, and they're saying you can't get the purpose back in there, you can't get the troopers back in there. I have no control over that, but if it was me and I hear what you're saying, I'd switch it back. That would get your people back in there, put them back where they were on a level that they enjoyed, and then, you know, work from there. But I don't have anything to do with Bravo, sorry. That's
okay.
My answer.
All right. Very good. Very good point. Sergeant First Class.
Well, I think a lot of that need to be said was said, and I, excuse me, I agree with Lieutenant Hayes about Elf Company. A little disappointed there. But overall, the only thing I think we need to do for retention is we need to keep operations going. We need to reward our people when they earn a reward. We need to keep that going. Sometimes I think that we get a little overlooked at times. But when it comes to rank, some promotions and stuff, we need to keep that going to get some people get what they deserve. And as for operations, we just need to keep those going strong, to keep those going, so at least have one a month. And I think we're on the way of doing that in Alpha. So we got a good thing going. And that's my thoughts, other than just to have the section leaders communicate with guys, and that's it. You know, just talk to them, communicate with them, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, very good. Sergeant First Class Vanderhayden.
Personally, I think BAF for missing a practice is a bit overdoing it. I mean, we have a section practice on Friday night. Basically, if that person had an accident or something, for missing the practice on the last day of the week, so he has no way of making it up. So he has to post a PAF or an LOA that lasts one day. I mean, I think that's it, overdoing it with bureaucracy, basically. Just notifying the section leader and the platoon sergeant that can then make a choice and put him as a excuse. That is fine for me, as I would do it.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I agree with you. The PAF may be a little bit overstepping it, but if they don't make the practice regardless, I mean, they're not going to be in trouble until they've missed, you know, several practices in a month. So if they didn't make the practice, then they didn't make the practice, and they're unexcused.
How do you mean unexcused? That's basically the whole idea of being excused, not being able to make the practice and having a valid reason for it. An excuse is basically, I don't want to bother showing up for practice. That's the way it's been before.
May I speak, sir?
Yes.
We've had a couple of situations like what you're talking about, and what we've done in our area is it's been brought to my attention, and each one is handled individually. Excuses are handed out if necessary, where they meet certain requirements to be excused. But like Sergeant Major Askin said, if you just don't want to show up, you are unexcused. But if you have a legitimate reason for not being able to show up, and you can show that to your section leader, and we look at it, then you are excused.
Exactly. If you just don't like showing up for practice, then, you know, that's going to be unexcused. If you're in Charlie Company, that's going to be unexcused. Now, if you're sick, you got something come up at the last minute, you know, that's a different story. But, you know, if you just don't feel like showing up, then, you know, I don't feel like filling out that award for you. You know what I mean?
My only concern with the whole thing is that, you know, it's easy to throw excuses out there. And so, you know, I'll put it this way, okay? I'll leave it up to the company commanders as to what they want to do and how they want to handle it. But, you know, I saw with a lot of the last reports where, you know, having people excused for some reason or another, it seemed like we're having a lot of excuses for not making practices. And, you know, I hope I don't offend anybody, but, you know, it's my meeting. So I was growing up, I had a football coach that said something that stuck with me. He said, excuses are like holes. Everybody's got one. They all stink. So I firmly believe in that. I don't give excuses. If I mess up, I mess up, and I'll take the brunt of it. So I'll leave it up to the company commanders. If they feel that there's valid reasoning for not making them and you want to put them in excuse, that's fine. Just make sure that you note that in your company report.
Roger, thank you.
Is that good enough?
Yes, sir. Other than that, I didn't really have anything to add.
Okay. Is it Doc?
Doc, that's good enough. I'm one of your older people in the cab. I'm 63. One thing I wanted to bring up is on the practices there. A long time ago, I think it was Colonel Southside put a stop to, if a person missed a practice, we used to make up a practice for him. He put a stop to that. I want it so that if a person makes a practice, he can't make it, have it either myself or one of the section leaders hold the practice people. You know, it doesn't hurt. I can do it anytime, and I don't mind doing it. But it was put a stop to it before, and I don't know why, and I don't think it's a bad idea.
I frankly don't think it's a bad idea. I've done it myself. When I was in Charlie Company, I was actually the company commander at that time. And, you know, if we had one or two guys that had missed practice and trying to get a practice in, you know, I was in game playing, actually had time to play a game, and they caught me. I didn't have a problem with jumping down to a particular section, grabbing a few other players that wanted to out of the pub or server, and we held a practice for that person. I don't have a problem with it as long as it doesn't become the norm, okay? If it's a one-off, I don't have a problem. If it becomes the norm, then I have a problem.
I agree with that. I mean, I know there's enough time every once in a while I have one or two guys because he's working, couldn't make the practice with a section. And I'm there. I'll hold the practice. I don't mind. But I was told before that if you get caught, that's an NCS.
I didn't hear that. Captain Barry, can you?
Yes, that was a couple of sergeant majors ago. That was back when Major Rourke was the battalion commander.
Okay, well, I can talk with the XO and find out his opinion on it. I think he's of the same mind that I am. You know, maybe he saw it becoming the norm, and it was happening more often than not. You know, because usually, I mean, I know that things happen all of a sudden, but hopefully, you know, your practices are not set up to where all of them are at the ass end of the week, to where you don't have a choice. You know, if practices were more at the front of the week, then you would have the rest of the week to try to get a practice in. I don't know, but I'll talk to the XO and get his opinion. But as far as I'm concerned, if it's a one-off, if it's every once in a while, I don't mind it. I don't care. As long as it doesn't happen every freaking week. All the time. And with the same guys. That's another thing. So, Doc, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Conway? Staff Sergeant Conway?
Oh, I've done ads, sir. But yeah, it's well, yeah. Practice, like say, there's a couple of my section leaders. I hold them twice a week and stuff. And, but that seems to work out.
Outstanding. Like I commend them.
Yeah, and when they got enough, they held the second one. But they schedule two a week. There's two of them that do that.
Really? Send me a PM. Let me know who those are.
There's a couple guys. Even in First Platoon, we have two people that do that, two sections.
Really? Outstanding.
Well, one of them's in the meeting right now.
Well, very good.
Yeah, we and Charlie Company adapt and overcome, sir.
Outstanding. Okay, Sergeant Serene, am I pronouncing your name right?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter. I want to get it right.
It's pronounced Saarinen.
Oh, man. Okay. Now I'm going to have to come up with a nickname for you. I'm sorry.
And before the name changing, I was Andy, so.
Okay. Do you have anything to answer?
No. About the making. I've seen also people making a to practice a. Practice for someone to be able to make the practice. I like that, but if people start to practice every week, I would see this if I would I could see that people don't make those both practice at that. They think that I don't have to make that one, I'll do the other one instead. And so on, that they get less attendance but still have to practices. But to practice is good. I'm too tired to talk about this now.
Okay. All right. Corporal Castle?
I'd just like to say that the LT and myself are pretty much on our section leaders and everything to make sure that everything is pretty much being fine-tuned and in working order. If we see something wrong, we're pretty much on top of them. Like the topic was discussed or was mentioned earlier, that if someone doesn't want to do the job of section leader, then they need to be removed from it and put back down at the lower rank below it, is pretty much plain and simple. I'm not putting up with it with my guys, and the LT, I'm sure, is not putting up with it, and we're, like I said, fine-tuning First Platoon Alpha, so that's pretty much it. That's all I've got to say at the moment.
Okay. Corporal Drain?
Thank you, Sergeant Major. Got a couple of things. The first part, you know, regarding the ability to still be creative with your practices, I don't see an issue with that. For instance, you know, for communication, this is just an example that I do for communication is I'll make one of my troopers a forward observer and have to spot a Tango sniper or one or the other, you know, just a enemy target, maybe one, maybe two, and have to communicate to the rest of the squad and direct the rest of the squad onto location of them and how they can get there, and that will improve the communication part of it. But that's something that's, you know, instead of just saying Tango 12 o'clock, et cetera, you know, Tango, and then you have to put the fire team onto the Tango and direct them onto it. So you can still be creative with the plan, you know, and I think that's something that's, you know, pretty simple, you know, just kind of think outside the box for a little bit on some of your training. So I don't see an issue with that. As far as the modded pub servers. One of the complaints I have been hearing a lot is, yes, we lost our regular players. And, you know, there's two schools of thoughts on that. And, you know, I kind of look at it from the perspective, well, a lot of the regulars that we've lost have been playing on our pub servers for, especially in COD 5. You know, I can remember playing them over 2 years now, when I was a pubber and also when I've been in the cab. But the thing about it is they've been asked and asked and asked if they want to join the cab. And, you know, we use the servers as a tool to get people interested in the cab and whatnot. And, you know, it's kind of hard. You like to have your pubbers there, your regulars there. They're great people and everything, but they have no intention of joining the cab. You know, and we're here to recruit and get the recruits in and retention. You know, yes, it is sad to see that these guys go, but, you know, if they have no intention of joining the Cav, and it's nice to have players that follow the rules, obey the rules, you know, sometimes we need to get new blood in. You know, I'm undecided on the mods at this point in time. I've seen a lot of new fresh blood come into COD 5 pub servers since we modded them as potential recruits. You know, so that's my thoughts on the mods. And, you know, yes, it is sad to see a lot of the regulars go because of the mods, but by the same token, we're, you know, if they don't have any desire to join the Cav, you know, that's kind of what we're here for. One of the main things we're here for is recruiting. And, you know, kind of think about it from that regard as well. You know, you got to kind of take that on. The other thing is, I'm going to be writing up, I'm a reporter for the Gary Owen Bugle, and I'm going to be writing up a couple of articles over the course of the next month or so. From section leaders on up, going with each stopping at each point of chain of command. So I'm going to be going around and talking to platoon sergeants, platoon leaders, sergeant majors, company first sergeants on up, you know, lieutenants, captains, everybody. And I want everyone to be thinking about things that you can do for retention from your position. Also, things about your job. So I'm going to be asking you, you know, I'm going to come around, you know, take 10, 15 minutes of your time. I'm going to be talking to different people. So, and it's going to be published in the Gary Owen Bugle. And, you know, think about things you can do for retention from your position. And that's all that I have.
Okay, very good. Next on the list, who was that? Corporal Guru? Oh, nothing to add. Okay, nothing to add. Hathcock? How about Corporal Peach? Oh, whoop. Right, wait a minute. Corporal Guru, you got something to say?
I was going to say nothing to add.
Okay, yep, no, I saw it. I saw it. It wasn't until after the fact, sorry. Corporal Peach.
Nothing other than thanks for mentioning the AIT. Yep, we are working incredibly hard on that, getting it prepared. I do understand that at some point, I guess we need some general staff at least backing or approval from it. We're trying to go through S3 to get that, but I did want to thank you and battalion staff and everybody else for backing us up on this project. It's been really helpful.
Yeah, no, you've got my full support, but like I said, we can't go public with this just yet, okay? So we need to keep this so far. I mean, we've already gone public with it, but we need to hold off on doing any of these for right now because, like I said, we the general didn't even know about it, and all of a sudden he catches wind of it, and all hell breaks loose. So, we need to hold off for now. It's a good thing, and like I said, we're going to I'm going to be promoting the hell out of it and backing it up, but at this point in time, we can't go any further with it other than just mentioning it. So, again, like I said, let's just hold off from doing any more of the practices or any of that. Corporal Hathcock, that's fine. Go. Just hold off and before we go any further with it, all right?
Yeah, no problem. We hadn't actually run any. We did a small demo just to kind of test the theory out, but that was about it.
Right, but evidently, like I said, I jumped on, and I was already getting, Alpha and Charlie involved, and that was the wrong thing to do. So that was my mistake, but anyway.
All right, that was it for me. Thank you.
Okay. Nothing to add. Nothing to add. Okay, all the way down, Specialist Joseph.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. I'm thinking with retention is the ribbons and awards. I don't honestly think they're being pushed quick or fast enough. I mean, didn't we just see on cover of our website a certain lieutenant getting his Purple Heart a year afterwards? I mean, we need to push on these ribbons. These guys are not going to, they're saying to themselves, oh, yeah, I'm getting this ribbon, I'm getting it, but I never get it. Do they really care about me?
Well, I mean, I can't talk about what I don't know, okay?
Right. But I'm just saying that I think as far as retention, that's important.
I agree. And all the ones that I've seen, I've pushed forward. So, I agree with you, but like I said, I don't know what's involved and who's involved with that as far as what all needs to get done. I mean, hell, I've got a signature I've been waiting for 2 weeks to get done. I ain't even got that done. So, it's just there's a lot of people okay, Castle.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure that those folks are, well over inundated with a bunch of things that they're doing. The only thing I can tell you is that if you want more of this done quicker, then we need to start putting extra billets on people, and people need to start volunteering for doing these things. I don't know what's involved on what gets approved and when it gets approved and all of that. So I do know that if I see it, I'll push it. So I agree that the medals and everything are extremely important. It helps people to feel like they're part of something and working towards something. So I agree with them. Okay, so you're going to get my support if you send something my way.
Roger. The other thing is, first off, Corporal Peach, bravo on getting an AIT class together. I am very impressed. Also, any classes that we could get. I mean, I would love to see a sniper class for our guys. Some of our younger shooters that are just dynamite, it would be great to see them get a chance to prove themselves. Or any class at all we could give them.
Well, I can tell you this. Although I know that, Bravo or Alpha and Charlie do not have any kind of AI, SRT class. I think Bravo has an SRT? I believe it's Bravo that has an SRT class.
Sergeant Major.
Yes, what?
Staff Sergeant Conway completed the SRT class for COD 5, Charlie
right.
Company.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. There is nothing to keep, to answer your question, there is nothing to keep someone from getting their SRT certification in COD 5. The only thing is they got to have COD 5. So they can still get it. They can still get their certification. But let me tell you something. You can ask Staff Sergeant Conway. It is not an easy course and it's long and it's drawn out. So they better have the time to put toward it, because I believe it's the general and there may be one other person, but mainly it's the general that puts this course through. And I don't know if you know him or not, but he's not a patient man. Okay. Yeah, there are times that are set. You damn sure better make them.
But I understand that, sir.
They're more than
saying.
Welcome to make them. They can get the certification.
I understand that some of these courses are long and drawn out, but there could be some shorter courses like paratroop school and the AIT that wouldn't, you know, would only require a couple classroom visits, you know, that would make them feel part of the crew.
I also, just like the SRT class, I mean, you know, it's not going to keep anybody from Alpha from getting their SRT course in COD 5. Same thing if you want to go through and get your jump certification, you just got to have the game and then sign up for it when it comes available. There's nothing to keep you from not doing it.
Well, that's all I had to add. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Specialist Ramsey? Oh, I'm sorry. Staff Sergeant Conway, did you say something?
Well, I was going to say that they could also jump into the other ones, because I think they're going to have one for COD 4 coming up.
They are going to have one for COD 4.
But you're able, even from COD 5, to get in it if you have the game and stuff, if you want to.
Yeah, you can get into any of the courses as long as you have the game. That's my understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there's a course that you see that, and you can tell all your troopers, if there's a course that they see that they want, all they have to do is sign up. I mean, you know, there are specifications. I mean, you have to be a certain rank in some of them or whatever. But, you know, other than that and having the game, you can sign up for any course you see.
Well, it can also be a monetary issue for some of these people. A lot of them are unemployed or students. And even a $30 thing for a game is kind of tough to ask them.
Well, that I understand. There's not much I can do about that, because getting an SRT course for Alpha Company for COD 7, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, that's understandable. And it's all been set up in the other servers and stuff. And I don't have a problem with that. It's just that any small even classes that might interest these guys would be great.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. I want to also point out that we need to make sure that we start moving. I know that Cap Holmes is working on it. I don't know if he's finished. But we need to start moving people towards doing the NCOA class, getting them signed up for it, getting them through it. So that's just another throwing out there.
Sir.
Roger that, Sergeant. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
User disconnected from your channel.
Okay, this is going a little bit longer than I wanted to. So, Joseph, you got nothing else? Oh, I went to Ramsey. I'm sorry, Ramsey?
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir. My section leader, Corporal Wilson, has a question regarding members calling out which pubbers are rule-breaking while we have other pubbers in the channel with us. It feels unprofessional. And he would like to know if there was any other way that this could be done.
Well, in regards to that, I mean, one thing, they shouldn't be calling out names, period. They shouldn't be calling out names. Now, what they can do also in the game, well, I think if you've got an admin on, I think that, you know, it can be done a little bit more low-keyed than probably what it's being done, and just letting the admin know to watch them. There should be no warnings being given out over verbal communication. That admin needs to be seeing what the rule breaker is doing before he starts throwing warnings out.
Right, sir. And this is not done in-game. It's only done in TeamSpeak, and the warnings aren't given out until the admin actually see what is going on.
Okay, then they're following rules.
Right, but what's here is when other Pubbers in the channel with us, and say we call out, you know, like Tom over here is running, that just seems to be unprofessional. Is there any other way that that could be accomplished instead of bringing it out in TeamSpeak? And just remember that COD 5, if you Alt-Tab, 99% of the time, sir, your game will crash and you'll have a queue port, and that's another issue that I need to bring up as well.
Well, if you're breaking the rules, you're breaking the rules. And by calling somebody out to an admin so that they can take care of it, you know, some people might think that's unprofessional, but if somebody's breaking the rules, they're breaking the rules. I mean, the pubbers don't want them on there. We don't want them on there, especially if they're constantly breaking the rules. So, no, I don't see any other way. You know, if somebody sees it and I'm in there and I'm an admin, by all means, you know, tell me who to look for. You know, and I'll go look at them and I will take care of the problem. You know, if it offends people and they think it's unprofessional, I apologize forefront, but I don't see any other way.
All right, sir.
I agree with Captain. I mean, it's one of the things. So that's why we have rules. And however, it may be, you know, maybe it's the way it's being communicated. I don't know. It may be not as maybe they're stating it. I don't know. Maybe they just need to calm down on how they're saying it. But if they see somebody breaking the rules, they need to bring it up, because we don't want them in there.
Right, sir. The other question. With the COD 5 modded server now, a lot of times we get queue port errors, and that kicks us out for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. We're unable to get in. We have tried to do a few things to remedy the situation, but we can't. Is there any way that we can get that to the IMO so they can take a look at it, sir? Because that seems to be an issue with pubbers and cab members as well. We've had as many as 7 people disconnected but still on the server, and they can stay there all day even. I've seen Lieutenant Kagan Q-port in the morning, and 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he's still sitting there, sir.
Okay, now what game is this?
This is COD 5, sir.
Okay.
Roger, I've talked to Mikos about the Q-port thing with COD 5, and he says right now that there's not really anything that he can do about it. That may change in the future. We're in the process of picking some maps to switch out, because it may have something to do when it goes from one map to the other. Because I've noticed that has happened in Charlie Company and COD 5 quite often. Sometimes it'll Q-port half the team. And I have noticed that, and I've talked to Mikos about it. We may be taking off 2 or 3 of the Vietnam maps and put on some more town maps. I know I'm taking Gustav off because Gustav has some spawn points that you can't get out of. So that'll be one of the maps that will be taken off, and there'll probably 2 more Vietnam maps.
Okay. Well, at least just to let you know, at least it has been recognized, and all I can say is we're going to have to be patient, but it's being looked at.
All right, sir, and thank you.
And no I'm problem. Done. Okay. Specialist Russell?
No, all good.
All right. Specialist Valentine? Specialist Valentine.
Yeah, I also forgot what I was going to say, sir. It's all good. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. let's see. Second Lieutenant, I saw you came in a little later. Did you have anything to add?
User disconnected from your channel.
No, sorry, Major. Sorry about that. I wasn't home. I'd like to know where the recording is going to be located, so I might take a look at it later.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that information from Corporal Guru. and then we'll see where it's going to be posted.
All right, thank you.
I'll make sure that it's up for everyone.
Nice.
So be looking in the second battalion thread, and I'll post where it's going to be located.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, gentlemen, I appreciate your time, and I thank you for being here. If you have anything else that you need, please let me know. You can send me them. And I assure you that I will take a look at it. All right?
All right, sir.
And with that, you are dismissed. Thank you again.